Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
She tried to run somebody over with her car, and the guy defended himself when that happened. Next question. I said next question.
He is lying and losing his mind. All right, we are going to settle this very cleanly in this video. J.D. Vance just lost control of a press conference in the White House after relentlessly lying about what happened to Renee Nicole Good. We have the slow motion video right here that we'll play. We will debunk everything he says using this slow motion video because it's just incongruent with the narrative that J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, and all of the administration officials are trying to push in a top-down manner. As J.D. Vance loses control of this press conference, he begins to attack the media, blame the media, accuse them of using propaganda, which is very ironic from the man who's standing behind Caroline Leavitt's press podium, the same Caroline Leavitt who has called Renee Nicole Good a domestic terrorist, who has lied day in and day out. The absolute defaming of a deceased mother of three is disturbing, despicable, but of course not beneath this current administration. Just to back up, we got news earlier today. Omar Jimenez reports breaking. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, a BCA, says it was forced to withdraw from investigating the fatal ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis after the FBI took control of the case, said Superintendent Drew Evans. And in this statement, they seem to be quite shocked that the FBI is completely blocking them off from the investigation. This is a complete cover-up, and this will become apparent as J.D. Vance loses control of his press conference. Really quickly, the BCA statement said, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension was notified that ICE personnel were involved in a shooting. They began to conduct a joint investigation with the FBI. In the next page, they say later that afternoon, the FBI informed the BCA that the U.S. Attorney's Office had reversed course. The investigation would now be led solely by the FBI, and the BCA would no longer have access to the case materials, scene evidence, or investigative interviews necessary to complete a thorough and independent investigation. They then say, without complete access to the evidence, witness, and information collected, we cannot meet the investigative standards that Minnesota law and the public demands. So now they're cut off from the investigation, and this is where the J.D. Vance press conference starts that he rapidly loses control over. Remember, the Adam Mockler channel will be relentlessly pushing back. We are all the variable that they did not consider. When Trump is attacking the media, law firms, and universities, we will continue to be pushing back against the lie. So drop a like below and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. So J.D. Vance walks out, and he begins to attack the media pretty early on in his speech. He attacks CNN for an accurate headline.
One final observation here. When I was actually walking out here, somebody sent me a photo of a CNN headline about what happened in Minneapolis. And this is the headline. I'm just going to read it. Outrage after ICE officer kills U.S. citizen in Minneapolis. Well, that's one way to put it, and that is the way that many people in the corporate media have put this attack over the last 24 hours. And I say attack very, very intentionally, because this was an attack on federal law enforcement.
Lord have mercy. He's trying to make the ICE agents the victim in this scenario. They keep using the words domestic terrorist, but I only see one domestic terrorist in this video. They keep saying someone was attacked, but I only see one person getting attacked in that video, and it's the woman who's having her car swarmed by ICE agents before she is executed. Caitlin Collins points out, this is a completely accurate headline. Let's break this down. Outrage is mounting after Renee Good was killed by ICE in Minneapolis. Here's the latest. That is putting it lightly. CNN is putting it lightly there. It should be people are pissed after a woman was murdered, after Renee Good was murdered by rogue ICE agents, rogue Trump ICE agents. Like, this is putting it nicely, yet J.D. Vance is continuing to melt down about what happened. He then baselessly accuses Renee Good of being a part of a broader left-wing network.
What that headline leaves out is that that woman is part of a broader left-wing network to attack, to dox, to assault, and to make it impossible for our ICE officers to do their job.
This is early on in his press conference. He hasn't even taken any questions yet, and he is just entirely losing his mind and lying. There is no evidence. There is no reporting. We don't even have the investigation started yet to know if Renee Nicole Good was an activist or not. A lot of the reporting that we have shows that Renee Nicole Good wasn't really a political activist whatsoever. J.D. Vance is lying. He then begins to lie about the scenario. Before I even play this clip, of J.D. Vance, let me back up and show you the moment of Renee Nicole Good. There's nothing graphic here, but you can see the man, the ICE agent behind this ICE agent, shoots quite literally from behind Renee Nicole Good. Even in slow motion, he's shooting from behind as she's driving away. Look at this. He's reaching from behind and shooting her. Very clearly, just a murder. Here is J.D. Vance lying about the situation.
Job. If the media wants to tell the truth, they ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws. The President stands with ICE. I stand with ICE. We stand with all of our law enforcement officers. And part of that is recognizing that you people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with his with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating.
Oh, seriously wounded in law operations before, so he can just unjustifiably murder a woman. It's really rich for J.D. Vance to accuse anybody in this room of lying. You know, he's right. There are people in the room that are liars. It is J.D. Vance himself. He posted this long, long Twitter thread earlier, and I decided to issue a response saying, how can you possibly justify the officer firing multiple shots from behind her, from behind the car, as she was clearly steering in the opposite direction of the group of officers? Again, her car is not steering towards the officers. They're steering away, very, very clearly steering away. I continued, the trajectory of her car after she got shot and killed is the biggest indicator as to what her intention was, and it was to get away. She was then shot from behind, even after the officer was clear. Claiming her intention was to hit the officer is the real gaslighting here, second only to Trump implying that the officer was near death at the hospital. These insane claims from the Trump admin are undermining their credibility when we can see this with our eyes. We can see what happened. The Trump admin is trying to tell you not to believe your eyes, your ears, your intuition, and your senses. They want to suppress the media and attack the media and, you know, destabilize the credibility of the media so that they can continue to peddle lies. They want to attack universities so we don't have critically thinking students that are able to come out there and debunk this. They want to attack law firms so lawyers aren't able to surgically debunk what he's saying. Here is J.D. Vance taking questions before he melts down at the media.
Vice President Vance, you just suggested that this woman who was killed, Renee Good, is part of a broader left-wing network. Who do you think is behind this broader left-wing network?
Well, it's one of the things we're going to have to figure out, but here's the way that I put it. When somebody throws a brick at an ICE agent or somebody tries to run over an ICE agent, who paid for the brick? And who told protesters to show up and engage in violent activity against our law enforcement officers? You see, just with this most recent terrible incident in Minneapolis, you see friends of this woman's or other people who are eyewitnesses saying basically that she was there to engage in obstruction of a legitimate law enforcement operation. How did
observing a law enforcement operation is not illegal nor obstruction. He then gets asked a question by a reporter that he doesn't like and snaps at the reporter,
making it harder for us to enforce our laws. You just asked me a question that presumed that the reason why this woman died is because she was engaged in legitimate protest. She tried to run somebody over with her car, and the guy defended himself when that happened. Next question.
Is this really running someone over with your car when there's nobody in front of the car and the guy who's shooting is behind? The lying on this woman's name is sick. He then accuses her of being a victim of left-wing ideology. Is this a joke? She's a victim of the far-right ideology that has allowed ICE to perpetrate its most reckless, you know, instincts on the American people.
Incidents like yesterday happened. The one final point I'll make about this is, look, there's a part of me that feels very, very sad for this woman, not just because she lost her life, but because I think she is a victim of left-wing ideology. What young mother shows up and decides they're going to throw their car in front of ICE officers who are enforcing legitimate law?
I hate this framing. Not only the absolute lying of J.D. Vance, like we can't see the video with our own eyes, not only the cover-up of Trump and the FBI, but the idea that this was due to some left-wing radicalization. This is very clearly due to the right-wing radicalization of that ICE officer who was likely bloodthirsty to get involved in something, some sort of situation where he could fire. I want to play this final clip of J.D. Vance being asked about Congress voting against Donald Trump being able to just go to war unilaterally. The War Powers Act gives Congress the authorization to go to war, not the President of the United States. J.D. Vance gets asked about this, and his answer is very telling. It's very telling as to how he views the world and the fascistic game that they're running. J.D. Vance calls the War Powers Act fake and unconstitutional, even though it's in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Mr. Vice President, even beyond the War Powers resolution today, Congress has bucked President Trump on issues like tariffs. Are you concerned that President Trump is losing his grip on Republicans in the Congress, and what are you going to do about it?
No, I'm not concerned at all. First of all, you know, we talked to some of the senators who were going to vote the wrong way, in my view, on this resolution today. Much of their argument was based more on a legal technicality than any disagreement in policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months.
This is just absolutely absurd. Presidents like Obama have done strikes under an authorized use of military force, but never have we unilaterally declared war without the authorization of Congress. I'm going to leave it there. J.D. Vance continues to melt down, but honestly, I don't want to continue to show his lies when he just repeats the same things over and over. We've seen this with our own eyes. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.